Say radio.com. I'm Jason Wirth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, hey, welcome back. Another hour of the best advice money can buy. And by the way, it's all free right here. I don't know what connection that is, but whatever. I'm Johnny Dean. Bucket Strategy Investing Program, Professor Rick Plum here again with me this hour from Lucia Capital Group. We're going to be talking about your money, relaying financial strategies with you, and lots in store for you this hour. But of course, we're going to take your phone calls first. We'll talk about anything that's on your mind, any money issue that you might have. We're here to help you out. If you need to get in touch with the Brain Trust immediately, guess what? We have some lines open for you right now here at the top of the hour. Our phone number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can also send us your email questions or your comments, whatever. It's pretty easy to do that as well. You just go to wealthed.com, click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. We are all about wealth education on this program, so you want to be sure to check out all of our financial resources at wealthed.com. You can also contact the Brain Trust off the air there at WealthEd. Everyone's situation is different, and with WealthEd, you got the opportunity to meet with a Brain Trust advisor, go over your unique situation. Hey, know what your options are, and even more importantly, don't try to do this stuff on your own, all right? Have the experts help you out. Trust the Brain Trust network of advisors available to you through a single point of contact. You call Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Now, coming up this hour, at some point, I do believe, we'll be able to get to the discussion on tax brackets. We had a lot of calls last hour, Professor Plum, from folks who just, I guess by coincidence, happen to have situations where knowing their tax bracket was an important thing. And that's why I think after we take a couple of calls here, we're going to try to get into a little bit about marginal brackets, effective brackets, average brackets, whatever you want to call them, and knowing why what bracket you're in is important.
Knowing them is step one. Managing the tax brackets, your tax situation, everything that's happening in your tax world is step two. And that's the important one. Just knowing it doesn't help you all that much. Managing it to your advantage is where we're trying to get to.
Exactly. So we'll talk about that. And like I said, whatever else is on your mind, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next to Lee in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Lee.
Hi, John and Professor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I know the last segment you were talking about flipping houses, but I have a question in that vein. I just want to ask your professional opinion as far as picking up homes on tax liens. I had a friend that used to do that and was quite successful at it.
Okay. I mean, it can be done in some states. I knew somebody who was doing it in Arizona for a while, but it was a full-time job for them to do it because they would go out and they would look at each house to determine
right.
whether or not it was worthwhile. And they made a pretty good income on it. It's ordinary
yes.
income because it's all, you know, happening fairly short term, but it was
right.
pretty good rates of return. But it was a lot of work too, because they were really going out and researching the properties that they were looking
yeah.
at to determine whether or not there was enough value in it to be able to make it work for them.
Would you suggest that, I guess, a real estate professional would be able to help you with something like that? Or
I would want yeah. somebody, because I don't know it well enough, but you know, I mean,
yeah.
the gentleman I was talking about, this has been 10 years or more now, that was doing it in Arizona, he was just doing it himself. But I think he came out of the real estate world, so he knew a lot about real estate contracting. You know, he could look at it and say, okay, this is what's happening with this house. You're rarely, obviously, on a tax lien going to get the pearl of the city there. You're going to get a rundown property in many respects. So
right.
You've got to be able to bring it back up to code. You've got to bring it back up to a living. And so you need an understanding of how to, you know, make that house sellable again
right.
For a profit, obviously. And how much is that going to cost? So you have to have certain expertise, whether it's a real estate person or contractor, maybe both. And maybe you find these people and you go in and you work on them.
Yes, yeah. I'm retired, and my wife passed away, so I have nothing but time. So it's a venue that I was.
It can work. Right? It's from what I have heard. I've never done it, but from what I've heard, it's a lot of work. But if that's, you know, if time is not the issue, then
right.
And you've got the expertise and understanding of the valuation process and the bidding process on what it's going to cost to bring things back up to the sellable time, then hey, have fun with it.
Yeah, I guess it's very similar to flipping in a way. You have to have the money to back it.
Right, and you're just looking at getting the house a different way. You're trying to get into the house at a lower price.
Right.
But most people don't have tax liens so large that they leave a house that is in great shape.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I do appreciate the information. Thank you so much for your expertise.
Good luck, Lee.
Yeah, thank you, Lee, for the call. I've seen, tax liens, I mean, for some people, to me, it's a little bit less than, maybe not paying the mortgage. I've seen a lot of places where they didn't pay the mortgage because obviously they couldn't afford it or whatever, and they just stayed as long as they could until somebody kicked them out, and then you have a property that's not necessarily,
You're obviously not doing your landscaping, and when things break, you're not fixing them. You're just staying in there for as long as you can until somebody kicks you out.
Yeah, I would assume so. I just don't know if people with tax liens necessarily believe that they're going to, they figure, well, as long as I'm paying the bank, I'll be all right. I'll work out the taxes later. They can't kick me out, but they actually can.
They can, and but it's all about the, like anything in real estate, it's very specific to that property, whether or not you can take it over and do something with it.
Well, and you got to know what you're doing. One of the things that people got in trouble for, of course, the whole flipping of the houses thing. And it's interesting that Lee is in Las Vegas.
There was a lot of flipping going on back in 2003 through 2007.
There was a whole lot of that. And we got calls from people who said that they were going to do it. We were told them to be cautious, although it was...
Well, a lot of the stuff in Vegas wasn't flipping, like going into a house, redoing it, bringing it up.
No, it was
buying prefabrication.
Buying it on speculation before it was even built, and then
selling it before it even got the certification of occupancy.
Yeah, and I mean, that sort of became the way it is.
Then they changed the rules on the people and said, you can't sell it, especially those condos downtown and the high rises.
Yes.
People were buying, selling those while they were building them before they even had a chance. Heck, they may not even have made the floor yet that was going on. And so then the places put in rules and said, you can't, if you buy into it, you can't sell it until you can get a certification of occupancy and buy it outright.
Yeah, it was probably a very good thing. But of course, there were people also who were left holding the bag, et cetera, et cetera. You really have to kind of, I like to say, you have to know what you're doing. And back then when people would say, hey, I've never worked in real estate in my life, but I own three houses and I'm looking to flip a fourth.
And people became experts because everyone they did was a good deal. They became experts right up until they weren't an expert. It was like back in the early late 90s with stock
pickers.
With
the tech stocks.
Yeah. Everybody was an expert stock picker right up until the market crashed.
And that's why when we would say, you might want to be careful on this, it sort of rang hollow for a lot of people because they said, well, why would I be careful? You told me this a year ago and look at the profit that I made.
And I just flipped one for 100% profit.
Or whatever it was.
And now I'm going into a bigger one.
Yes, I'm going to roll
doubling
all those.
Down.
I'm going to roll those gains. We're going to put them all into a bigger one.
I'm all in.
Yeah, that's right. A $300,000 home. I bet this place will be worth $450,000 6 weeks from now.
And I'm going to take all the cash I have on that and leverage it up on a $600,000 or $700,000. And every time they did it, they took a bigger bet, bigger bet, bigger bet. And then what happened was everything cratered out from under them. And they lost, in many cases, all of the money.
Well, that was it. You're hoping it's
going to
keep
going up.
You thought you were a genius. The problem with that kind of thinking is when early successes happen and you get rewarded for doing what it is you're doing, you say, well, this is the easiest money I ever made. Why wasn't I doing it? Everybody can do this.
And we're having a little bit of that back in the market. Back in the 90s, We were told that the old rules, valuations didn't matter, PE didn't matter. It's a new paradigm. And that's when, in 96, Greenspan came out and said, you know, this is irrational exuberance. We're getting carried away. We can't hold up with these valuations. And then 3 years later, it finally crashed. 4 years later, it finally crashed. We're seeing a lot of that same talk in the stock market now. Valuations don't matter. It's a new market.
Are you hearing the same talk on that now?
We're starting to hear a little bit of it now.
Because
valuations
why?
Are not an issue.
Because see, now that's
because there's nowhere else to go. What are you going to do? Put your money in the bank account?
Well,
that's the problem. Put it in treasuries at 2.3% on a 30-year note?
Well, evidently people have been putting their money into treasuries since last December because it's driven the price down quite a bit.
But that's the, you know.
I mean, the price has gone up, the yield's gone down.
But it's a matter of what are you going to do? And so people are buying in the stock market because they don't want a 2% yield. Total return, best case scenario, basically.
Yeah.
So they go to the stock market and they say, well, as long as everybody's doing it, we're okay. But the valuation of this company doesn't support the price of it. But as long as I'm not the last one out,
well, just as far as being careful on the house flipping. Actually, that's the second call that we've had on this sort of today's speculation kind of thing.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. It's a little concerning to me.
Right, because the time to really do it was about 4 years ago.
But you didn't know that back then. You know, the time to swoop in was the time that nobody had any money. I mean, that's really when you wanted to do it,
and that's
right?
When
2010, 2011.
Yep.
Happened.
But nobody wanted to do it because everybody thought it was going to go further down.
Well, you see, and once again, you get into the timing aspects of it, and it's always going to come back and bite you. That's what happens. Don't do that, all right? As I said this at the top of the hour, don't try this stuff at home. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Still got a lot of stuff to talk about, some emails to get to as well. If you want to get your email to us, you can do so at wealthed.com. But we've got lines open for you. Give us a call. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Starting a business can be tough. But getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/rakenpoints for details.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Some lines open for you. Here answering the calls on Bucket Strategy Investing and your emails. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com. Don't want to neglect any of these. We will get to that discussion on tax brackets in just a couple moments, but let's take a couple of emails here, Professor Plum. Erica in Bellevue, Washington. Hi, and thanks for your informative show. I have a question about a Roth IRA. You said last week that if you make more than $184,000, you can't contribute to a Roth. My husband makes just over $200,000 a year, but I only earn $24,000, which is, of course, well under the limit. Can I still make a Roth contribution on my own?
You can if you do one thing first, and unfortunately that one thing is get a divorce. As a married couple, you're either going to file as a joint return, put both incomes together, well over the 184 to 194 limit. Or you're going to file a separate return. And the limits for filing a separate return when you want to do a Roth contribution, the phase out is $0 to $10,000, and you're over that limit. So you will not be able to do a Roth IRA contribution directly. Now the question is, do you have any IRAs in your name? Because if you don't have an IRA in your name, any IRA in your name, you could do the Roth two-step right now. You could have money go, because you have income. I'm guessing that you're under 70 and a half. And as long as you are, there is income to support a traditional IRA contribution, and you're under required minimum distribution age, you can contribute to a traditional IRA. Now, you're way over the limit for deducting that contribution, so you will not be able to deduct the contribution. But there is no limit for conversions, so you can take the money that's in the traditional IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA. And if there are no other IRAs, after-tax money going in, that money goes across. You don't have to pay any taxes for the Roth two-step. It does get really muddy and cumbersome if you have other IRAs. You know, a rollover from a previous employer, mm-hmm. a SEP IRA, a simple IRA, or anything like that. Now it becomes a problem with taxes because we can't just roll over the after-tax money that's in part of the IRA. You got to look at the whole thing. But if you don't have any other IRAs, you can still do it. It's just a two-step. It's not a contribution to an IRA, to a Roth. It's a conversion to a Roth.
Yeah, and really nothing happens from a tax standpoint because you take the money. It's a non-deductible IRA.
But you do have to file a form.
We got to file a form. But yeah, but I mean, but from a pure cost standpoint, it really isn't costing you anything. You're putting non-deductible money into a traditional IRA. So that's already been taxed.
Yep.
And then you're taking that money, and you're saying, okay, it's no longer a traditional IRA. I'm going to move it over into a Roth, into the Roth world. So from here on out, tax-free growth.
And somebody may be saying, but a conversion to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Not when the only thing being converted, 100% of my IRA, is after-tax money to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because then I only have to pay taxes on the pre-tax money, and there is no pre-tax money. So I don't have to pay taxes on it.
Now, if you do happen to have other IRA money, as you said, it's going to create some issues. But in some cases, you can take that IRA money, perhaps, maybe roll in if you're working, maybe into a company 401k.
You can. I was talking with somebody the other day. They already have a very, very large 401k, and they're in their young 50s, and they've got about $12,000 in a traditional IRA. Mm-hmm. And at this point, instead of trying to move that money to the 401k, they just said, fine, we'll just pay the tax on it now. We understand we'll probably pay a little bit more, but it's easier than trying to deal with it over there. So they're just going to make the $6,500 contribution to the after-tax IRA. So now their total IRA is worth $18,500, and they're going to convert the whole $18,500. They'll pay tax on the $12,000.
Well,
but
yeah,
in their mind, it was simpler than trying to move it to a 401k.
Yeah, you could do that. If you had, you know, $50,000 of regular IRA money, deductible IRA, and you put another $6,500 in, if you just want to say the heck with it, I'm going to pay the tax on the whole thing, well, you're welcome to do that. Then at that point, it's all after-tax money, and you can convert that over to a
Roth. And from here forward, he'll be able to do the Roth two-step. The thing there was, it wasn't, in their minds, a very large taxable event.
In some cases, it can be, though.
Well, yeah, what if that number had been $100,000?
Exactly.
Then they wouldn't have wanted to do it.
Exactly. Well, you wouldn't have recommended they do that.
I was recommending the 401k, and they said, nah, it's not worth it. Let's just do this.
Okay, well, you know, whatever
makes you work. It's their call. It's their money.
Exactly. Whatever makes you work. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along to that. That's another topic that's going to come up again that we didn't really get a chance to get into, a week or two or three ago, which has to do with Roth conversions. It's a wonderful strategy for many people. It's not for everybody, but it is for many people, especially if you don't have IRAs, other IRAs, and especially if you happen to be in a low tax bracket and you think, maybe I'm going to be in a higher tax bracket when I retire. You know, there are people who are, for whatever reason, maybe in a particular year, find themselves in a lower tax bracket.
It happens.
They're between jobs or whatever it is.
But that comes back to today's topics of understanding your tax bracket.
Yes, which I think after the bottom of the hour we're going to try to get to. I think so. Let's see. Now, let me move to William in Philadelphia because John's question takes a little more time than we have. William in Philadelphia, I received Social Security. I'm 65 years old. I'm going to turn 66 next February. I've been told that I can earn up to $16,000 until I reach 66, age 66. Without my earnings affecting my Social Security benefits. My wife-to-be is 55. If something were to happen to me, would she get my Social Security? When I reach 66, how much more can I earn if I work part-time? So a couple of different questions here.
Well, the first question deals with, you know, the pre-full retirement age at any time during the year earnings limit, current earnings limit while you're receiving Social Security. He's under full retirement age. He's receiving Social Security. He does have an earnings limit, and he will be under full retirement age for every month of this year. He doesn't turn 66 until February of next year. So his earnings limit before his Social Security is affected is just shy of that $16,000 number. So if he keeps his income under, you know, a little bit under $16,000, he will be able to receive all his Social Security and receive his income, and he won't have to give any of it back directly. He might have to give some of it back for taxes, but he's not going to be ineligible for the benefit. Starting January of next year, when he reaches full retirement age during that year, he's going to reach his full retirement age in 2017. The number switches from $16,000 to close to $42,000. So as long as he doesn't earn just under $42,000 in the months prior to him reaching full retirement age, he can make whatever he wants at that point. So since his birthday is February, the only months prior to February are January.
It's a pretty good salary if he's
making more than $41,880. Now that may go up a little next year. I haven't seen the numbers. Probably not. He doesn't have to worry about getting earnings next year at all. Now, what happens if he dies? He has his Social Security benefit. His wife is 55. Unfortunately, if he passes away, she does not get any of it right now unless there are his dependent children in the house under the age of 16. Now, the kids could potentially get the benefit until they turn age 18, but a spouse cannot get a benefit unless there's a child under the age of 16 in the house. So assuming there aren't any kids in the house, your spouse will not be eligible for a survivor benefit from your work record until she's at least 60 years of age. And if she starts it at 60 years of age, they're going to take the benefit that you are receiving and reduce it by about 30% because she's under full retirement age when she takes it.
Yeah, that under full retirement age reduction goes everywhere.
And
follows everybody.
Except for disability. Right. And she still has to worry about the earnings test if she's working.
Oh, that's true. I keep forgetting about that, too. That's right. Earnings test for her. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got more to come. Get on board. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money when we come back. Market Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're taking you here to the top of the hour. In the meantime, you give us a call with your questions, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com, which is also, by the way, where you can find out our schedule for the 2016 fall season of Alternative Retirement Strategies workshops. The next group, actually the next three anyway, will start September 17th in San Diego, California, Saturday morning, September 17th, San Diego at the Hotel Carlin. Join the Brain Trust there at 9 o'clock in the morning. These are all Saturday mornings. San Diego, September 17th. Las Vegas, Nevada happens October 1st. And then October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. So San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, the next three. There will be more after that. Quite a few more, as a matter of fact. You go to wealthed.com, find out where the Brain Trust is going to be. If you're listening anywhere, you know, to the Brain Trust right now, there's a good chance we're going to be there at some point. Wealthed.com. It's all free. Just say, hey, I'm coming. So is such and such, or maybe it's just me, and we'll set some seats out for you. Okay, 877-PLANNER. There I go again. P-L-A-N-N-E-R. 877-752. Forgive me. I'm sorry. There is something in there. I have a feeling something's developing in the chestal area. Not in the good sense. If I may say
no
so.
No muscles?
No. I just get this odd premonition of what's to come this week. Oh, anyway. All right, so we'll get some more of your emails in just a little bit. Let's move along next to Larry in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How can
I'm
help you today?
I'm listening to your show with great interest, and I have I want to ask a question if I'm doing the right thing.
Okay.
I'm a retiree from the city of New York, and I collect a pension. And will until the end of my life. I also have a part-time job here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm 64 years old. I plan to start collecting my Social Security at 66.
Okay.
My thought process is, from what I understand, if I do that, I don't have to pay back to Social Security. My wife is 70 years old, and she receives her Social Security right now.
Okay. How much does she receive?
I'm going to guess somewhere between $14,000 and $16,000 a year.
Okay, so $1,200 a month or so.
That's what I'm guessing, give or take. And I know that if I wait until I'm 66, my Social Security payment will be $1,700 bucks or so a month.
Okay.
Am I doing the right thing by waiting until 66, or should I wait longer?
Well, now, the pension that you're receiving from New York, did you pay into Social Security while you were earning that pension?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we don't have to worry about that. So now it's just a matter of how long you might live.
Well, I know. And obviously, the longer I live, the more I'm going to make in Social Security. That I understand, but I don't necessarily want to wait and then 2 months after I retire and start collecting my Social Security, I croak.
It
defeats the whole purpose. I want to be able to live and enjoy the money. So at the bare minimum, am I doing the right thing?
But there isn't. It isn't a matter of one or the other, going cold turkey until 70 or taking your own at 66. You are 64 now, which means that you were at least 62 by the beginning of this year. You could take half of your wife's Social Security when you got to full retirement age, age 66. What age was she when she started taking her benefit?
I'm going to say 65. I think she waited just until she was 65, and okay, then she started taking her Social Security.
So instead of going without Social Security at 66, you could pick up $600, $700 a month from her benefit and then wait until 70 to pick up your benefit, which would be $2,300, $2,400 a month at that time. So there is a half step in between doing nothing until 70 and taking the $1,700 at 66. The break even on that is in the late 70s. As long as you live until 78 or so, you're better off in the long run by doing that. And so the odds of you dying the second month.
If I follow your suggestion and apply for Social Security benefits under my wife right now at 66, does that impact or reduce her current benefit?
Not at all. Zero. Nothing. Nothing.
And then when I become 66, I apply for mine.
Well, no, you can't do this until you're 66. You do not have the choice to choose a spousal benefit only until you are 66. So this is, you said you weren't going to take your benefit until 66. So instead of taking your benefit at 66, where there's no earned income requirement, offsets or anything, you take half of her benefit, or a little bit more than half of her benefit, between 66 and 70, and leave your benefit to grow until age 70.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I understand now. Take some of hers at 66, wait until 70, and then take mine.
Right. So the break even, what I was going to say is the odds of you dying 2 months after you, hit your 66th birthday are still fairly small. That's not the likely occurrence. And so the longer you wait, and let's say you died at 68. Unfortunately, you died at 68. It's not going to do you all that much good either way, because you didn't live long enough to get anything out of anything. But by delaying taking yours, your benefit goes from $1,700 to $2,000 by that time, give or take. And unfortunately, you die. Your wife then steps up to $2,000 a month instead of the $12 that she's receiving. So it helps her, too. The only way this does not work is if you both die in the next 10 to 15 years.
Okay, I got it. All right. It was very informative. I thank you so much. I learned so much from listening to you, and I thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry.
Larry, thank you for the call. And, and we should point out, too, Professor Plum, this is available to Larry. It's not available to everybody.
It's available to Larry because he was at least 62 by the beginning of this year.
Yes. If
you weren't 62 by the beginning of the year, 2016, you don't have the option I was just talking about with Larry. You don't have the option of taking the lesser spousal benefit once you get to full retirement age, leaving your own benefit to grow until age 70. You, if you were not 62 by the beginning of this year, will have to apply for your own benefit first, regardless of what age you do it. Whether you do it at 66, 67, 68, where we used to have the choice, we don't anymore. We must apply for our own benefit first.
Yeah. So if you were not age 62 by the beginning of this year, by January 1st of this year, you do not have that option at all. You have to take your own Social Security benefit no matter what. You have to apply for your own first before anything else can happen. That's what's called a restricted application.
Right. You can still get a spousal benefit, but only if that spousal benefit is larger than your own benefit.
Right. And even if you're over full retirement age, you still have to apply for your own first. And if the spousal benefit happens to be larger than your own, you can you will get the difference between the two.
That's that new rule that went in last November. And January 1st of this year, 62 was a big cutoff. If you were 62 by January 1st of this year, you get the old rules. You get choices. I thought choice was good. If you were not 62, you don't have a choice. You must apply for your own first.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And whenever somebody asks about this, Professor Plum, for the next few years, we're going to have to be sort of saying, okay, now this is just once again, this is a certain specific set of rules for people who are that age. Not everybody can do this because sometimes people listen, they say, oh, good, then I still have the option. I'm 55. I'll have the option, when I'm 66 of doing or 67.
Look at your date of birth. If you were born on January 1st, 1954 or earlier, You have the old rules. You have choices. If you were born January 2nd, 1954 or later, nope, you're done. You've got to take your own first.
Yeah, we lost the file and, well, we didn't lose the file and suspend. But the strategy using file and suspend and then the restricted application.
That's gone.
That's gone.
For anybody who has not already suspended by April this year.
Yeah.
And who was not going to be 62 by January 1st.
That's unfortunate. It's, you know, just one of the many cuts. And here's the thing. You know, we spend a lot of time discussing Social Security strategy. Things that people can
do. We're going to spend less time because there's not as many options.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I wonder if Congress heard us and they said, wait a minute, you mean they're allowed to get a little extra money?
Well,
What's going on with that? I didn't know that. Why don't we do something to get rid of that?
And they did.
That's exactly what they did.
And they said that the reason they got rid of the options was because people were able to use the rules to get more money from Social Security than they had intended.
Than Congress had intended.
Well, and this, by the way, we're talking about congressmen today, as if, and they said they had intended as if they set up the rules when they was originally done.
No, they didn't. It's just a way to cut your benefits for no good reason. I can't think of a good reason. But that's a way to cut. That's a way you can cut somebody's benefit without actually making it look like you're cutting their benefit.
Well, it cut a lot of money out of certain people's lives.
Same thing. Well, yeah. Same thing as raising the retirement age.
Well, they did that in 1983. Well, they set the law that it would raise in 1983.
Right, so they figured, all right, everybody's fine now. Let's let those, you know, people, it was at the time 20 years later. You know, it's going to affect you 20 years from now, but don't you worry about it.
Don't worry your pretty little head about it. We'll take care of you.
Exactly. That's how they make cuts without you even knowing it. And a lot of people just nod their heads and they say, yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. I don't want Social Security to be in trouble. Okay, all right, 877-PLANNER, we got some trivia coming up. We've got some a couple more calls to get to. If you're on hold, stick around. Emails, you can get those to us at wealthed.com, our website. John Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back with more.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit rite aid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Good version.
Yep.
Yeah. You got some folks that would beg to differ with you and me on this one, Professor Plum.
And I don't care.
I don't care either. You know, you like what you like, and I know it's not the original, but it's our favorite. And those are the orchestrations. How can you not like it? 877-PLANNER is our number. If you have any questions on money or music, you can give us a call as well. 877-752-6637. We do talk about a whole bunch of different things on this show. We did not get to that. Did we not? We didn't really get into the whole, other than with some calls, but explaining today the whole idea of
tax brackets
and average versus marginal and why it's important to know that. So, okay, we will move that to another day, maybe a week or two from now, and cover that for you, because it is important stuff, as you heard from the calls that we had over the last couple of hours, people asking about many of those same things. So we will move that. But coming up on this program tomorrow, this is the plan. Talk about something else, sort of this versus that, active versus passive management. And what does that mean when we say that, Professor Plum?
I guess you'll have to listen tomorrow to find out.
Well, no, why is it interesting?
Well, it's interesting because there's lots of articles on how one will always win against the other.
Which is not true, by the way.
But there are ways to use both of these systems to your advantage.
Absolutely. And when we say active management, we're talking about somebody who's actively managing, say, a portfolio.
But there's different levels of active management as well. And there's different levels of passive management.
There are. In fact, you could even make an argument that within the passive management realm,
you're still actively managing parts of it.
Exactly. Exactly. And so to say that one is always better than the other, well, we won't do that because we don't give generic type advice on this program. What we are is going to tell you the difference between the two and how you might be able to take advantage of both types to really perhaps give you an edge if that's what you're looking for. So that strategy, that's coming up tomorrow on this program, and God willing,
we'll actually get to the topic.
I really thought we were going to get to this one today. I really did. But I tell you what, we had a lot of great calls today. We had questions on
asset
allocations.
The calls.
In fact, a couple of really good asset allocation questions. Roth conversions with Roger. Roger actually got the a good part of the discussion, not specifically explaining about tax brackets, but we did get into a discussion on why it's important. So Roger's call on that, had some retirement savings questions, and a couple of flipping houses as well. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's get to the trivia for today, which, if I'm reading it correctly, comes from the Treasury Department.
Oh, that wonderful place.
Okay, now dig this. The yield on the 30-year Treasury bond closed at 2.10% way back on Friday, July 8th of 2016. All right? That's the lowest closing yield ever for the U.S. long bond. 30-year bonds have been traded since 1977 in this here country. 39 years, except for a four-year absence from February of 2002 to February of 2006.
2.1% on the 30-year. That's lower than the yield on the 10-year Treasury in December of last year, mm-hmm. when the Fed raised rates. That was supposed to send a ripple panic, and all rates were supposed to go up at that point.
Right.
And not only did the 10-year go down below 2.1%, it went down to less than 1.4%. The 30-year went below, or went down to 2.1%.
Now, we have had times where there was what they call an inverted yield curve.
Not
in history.
That low, though.
Well, no, not that low. No, and it didn't. The one that was on Friday back in July, that didn't. No, it wasn't. The 10-year was already well into down.
But it was really flat.
It was really flat. It still obviously is compared to what it was. I look at things like this and I say interest rates have to come back up. But you know something? I don't know now. I don't know. I can't see it. I can't see anybody jumping the gun.
Nothing the Fed can do will raise rates.
Well, the Fed could just come out and raise rates if they want. The problem is they're afraid.
But they can only raise one set of rates. Very, very super, super short overnight rate.
Yeah, no, they can't do anything.
And whether the economy will push other rates higher is up to the economy.
Yeah, because the rate that the Feds work with is only it's the shortest. It's the overnight rate that banks charge one another.
And they can raise reserves. But if that doesn't, obviously it didn't work when they raised it in December. It didn't raise rates across the board. Now they're talking about, they had a nice little meeting up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and smelling the fresh air and getting a good look at life. They're thinking, well, maybe we can raise rates going forward on the short-term money that they're talking about. They didn't say they would. They just said that they may.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I've given up reading whatever
we'll see.
They have to say. We'll see. Okay, Charles in Port St. Lucie, Florida. What do you think about indexed modified endowment contracts for my conservative money? Could average 5-6% after fees, according to Charles.
One of the advantages of using a life insurance policy is the tax-free nature of withdrawals later in life. With a modified endowment contract, you don't get that. So you're going to pay taxes at ordinary income rates with the withdrawals from a modified endowment contract. Now, the death benefit's still tax-free, but you're not buying it from what you're talking about. You're not buying it for the death benefit. You're buying it for the cash accumulation value. And so I would rather see you put the money in a little bit slower so that you do not create the modified endowment contract, so that you can try to get whatever rate of return they're paying and get the money out if you need it or when you're older, tax-free. I like tax-free over taxable. And, yeah, we're talking about a 10 to 15 to 20-year time horizon here. I know that they tell you you can start taking money out the next year, but it doesn't work that well in that particular area because there's lots of upfront fees in a life insurance policy, commission being one of the bigger ones. And so you want to have it there for a while. And if you're going to put money away for 10, 15, 20 years, I'd rather get capital gain rates than ordinary income. And I'd rather get tax-free than either one of those. So it's up to you.
Yeah. What would be the point of turning a life insurance policy into a modified endowment contract other than you're putting even more money into it?
Convenience.
You ruin the tax benefits of a life insurance policy.
You do, but I've got $100,000 sitting in a CD today, and I put it into a life insurance policy. I'm just one movement, boom, done.
Don't care.
Yeah. And but that creates a taxable event on the distribution. And that's the whole idea of a modified endowment contract. In the 80s and before, we used to have single premium life insurance policies as investments, where we would put $100,000 into
a great shelter.
And they were earning 6, 7, 8% tax-free. But the death benefit was only like 110. So the reality is we weren't really buying very much insurance.
No.
So the internal expenses were very, very low. And then we could borrow it out later on. Well, the IRS said, that's not
change
insurance.
Change rules, yeah.
That's an investment. We're going to treat you differently.
Okay, we're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors across the country, off the air, their number 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your retirement strategy. For Professor Rick Plum, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.